I know Jesus wants us to love our enemies, but what does that have to do with Zacchaeus? What did he do?
Zacchaeus stole from many people, and everyone thought he was a traitor. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're joining me today. As always, I'm Zach. You know, before Jesus was born, the Roman Empire conquered Israel and made the Jews pay heavy taxes, and they got Jewish people to collect those taxes. The rest of the people thought tax collectors were thieves and traitors, like Zacchaeus. But Jesus still loved Zacchaeus, despite all the bad things he had done, and he wants you to love everyone too, even when they're not very lovable. In Mark chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus said, "To love your neighbor as yourself," meaning everyone in your life, not just the people who live next door. Well, our story is all about that. It's entitled, "Jesus Loves Everyone, and You Should Too." "Hi, Mom," exclaimed Riley as she placed her backpack on the kitchen counter. "Hi, Riley. How was your first day of Bible camp?" Mom asked as she cut carrots and put them in the stew she was making. "It was great. We swam in the lake, went down the small water slide, and ziplined. After that, we had Bible class." "That sounds like fun," said Mom. "What did you learn about in Bible class?" "Well," said Riley, "one of the counselors taught us about a man in the Bible named Zacchaeus and how Jesus wanted to go to his house even though Zacchaeus had done many bad things. He also talked about how Jesus loves everyone, and that's why we should love others, even our enemies." Riley frowned. "I don't really understand what that has to do with Zacchaeus, though. Anyway, we learned a new Bible verse, Mark 12:31. It goes like this, 'Love your neighbor as yourself.'" "That verse you learned tells us how to love others like God does," Mom explained. "It doesn't say love your best friend or only love your family. The Bible says to love everyone, even our enemies, because Jesus loves each of us the way he loved Zacchaeus. You see, Zacchaeus was a tax collector who collected money from the citizens for the government. Nobody liked him because in Jesus' day, tax collectors took as much money as they wanted for themselves most of the time. He was a thief in the eyes of the people." "But Jesus forgave him?" asked Riley. Mom nodded. "Even though Zacchaeus was a sinner, Jesus loved him, and he even wanted to eat lunch at Zacchaeus' house. And even though we've sinned, Jesus loves us and wants to have a relationship with us too. That's why he tells us to show love and compassion to our neighbors, because he loved us when we were sinners like Zacchaeus." "Wow, I never thought of it that way," Riley said as she started helping Mom with the celery. "Jesus wanting to eat with Zacchaeus shows how much he loves all of us," she grinned. "Speaking of eating, that stew smells good." So what about you? Do you find it hard to love some people? Maybe it's the new kid at school or an older sibling who picks on you. No matter who your neighbors are, remember that Jesus loves everyone. He shows each one of us kindness and compassion even though we've all sinned against him. Trust him to help you love others, even when it's hard. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 31.
"Love your neighbor as yourself."
And our key thought, love everyone no matter what. We're in the final month of the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. If you've been reading all through June and July until now, then congratulations, you're doing awesome. If you missed some days of reading, don't worry, you can go back and get caught up. Keep up the good work through August, and you'll have a chance to win a Keys for Kids Storyteller and the grand prize, a giant Bluetooth speaker. Find out how to win right now at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.